好，所以行道的人才真的蛮福的。
So only those who practice the word shall be blessed.
好，我们看第二章。
Now let's go to chapter two.
第二章，这就是很实际的，我们跟人相处的、待人处事的一些啊劝勉了。
So here there are some very practical teachings about how we ought to treat one another.
第二章第一节一开始说，不可以外貌待人。
Chapter 2, verse 1, my brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality.
看外表，这个一般人都是这样子嘛。信主的人如果也是一样看外表，那跟没有信有什么差别？
Most people judge others based on appearance. So if we are Christians and we still judge others by appearance, then how are we any different?
那表示我们的眼光没有超越，我们所看到的还是一样，物质的好处而已。
It means that our eyesight has not yet transcended what we see in the world, has not transcended the material benefits.
他是说我们，他说弟兄们，你们哈，信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督哈，我们如果真的信靠主耶稣基督的，就不可以这样，不可以外貌待人了。
So verse 1 is saying that if you truly believe in Jesus Christ, then you cannot treat others with partiality.
那当然这个外貌，你看长得好看的，然后英俊潇洒的那个高挑的，反正你众人对外表有一个标准，就是这个就是好嘛。每个人的审美的观念有一个共同的那个应该是说众人眼光都有一个共同的好像我们都被塑造成这样子叫做美。
So in every society, there is a standard of what is good and what is beautiful. So here, most people like a man that is very tall and handsome.
当然每一个时代对美的定义 也会有差距的。
And with every generation, the standard of goodness and beauty also changes.
但是今天信主人要超越，不能够这样子的。
However, as believers in the Lord, we have to transcend these things.
好，然后第二节以后讲到这个。看中那个有钱人、富足的人，那轻看那些贫穷的。
Starting in verse 2, it talks about treating the rich better than the poor.
那这个就这个如果以现在的眼光看，叫做那个歧视嘛，你歧视那些贫穷的人，
Today,
对不对
？We would call this discrimination against the poor.
现在政府的法律它也规定不可以啊，你不可以歧视人家，因为他的性别，因为他的健康。因为他的社会地位要每个人都能够平等，要被公平对待。
Today, the government has laws against discrimination based on sex or economic status or their disability status.
这个就是其实都是从圣经的精神里面引申出来的，要让众人都能够拥有一个作为一个人的尊严。
Everyone needs to be treated fairly, and this concept actually comes from the Bible that we need to treat one another with the dignity that a human being deserves.
贫穷的人不见得是愚昧的。
And so, poor people are not always foolish.
没有受教育的人也不见得就是他是很笨的。
The uneducated are not unintelligent.
有时候是因为没有机会受教育而已啊。
Sometimes they just didn't have the opportunity to get an education.
因为机会有时候不均等，有时候人很聪明，但是没有机会受教育，他就是看起来好像不行，那其实他是很聪明。
Opportunities are not given equally, and so even if someone is very smart, perhaps they just did not have the opportunity to get a higher education.
所以第四节他最后他这里有一个结论说。你不可以用偏心待人，用恶意断定人啊、这个就是他用疑问句把它反过来，就是我们要了解，不可以这样子。第四节。
So in verse 4 says that you should not show partiality amongst yourselves, and you should not become judges with evil thoughts.
然后到了第五节，他这里说，他说：“亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足？”并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗
？Five, listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which He promised to those who love Him？
那所以，其实能够来信主哈，来倚靠神的人，大部分都是自己觉得不行的嘛。
Most people who come to believe in Jesus Christ come because they feel like they are unable to do something。
所以 这句话如果对照那个马太福音主耶稣登山宝训，你会觉得是哪一句？
So if you were to compare this to the Sermon on the Mount, which verse do you think is similar?
神不是拣选世上贫穷的，所以贫穷人有福的吗？
Has not God chosen the poor of this world? So blessed are the poor.
路加第六章那里就有一个贫穷人有福的，但是富足人有祸的。
Luke chapter 6 says, blessed are the poor, but woe to the rich.
然后马太福音第五章第三节一开始登山宝训第一个福是什么？虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And what is the first of the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
因为虚心表示说他心里贫穷，他会觉得说我没有办法，我需要神来帮助我。
They are poor in spirit because they feel like I am unable to do something, so I need God's help.
所以当我们今天愿意谦卑，然后来寻求神的，我们就得福气。那得到的就是富足。富足不是说我信主以后我就变得很富，我就赚很多钱，不会这样子。
When we feel poor in spirit, then we come to seek the help from God, and God blesses us, and we become rich. It doesn't mean that we are rich with money.
而是在信仰上富足。
But we are rich in faith.
在信仰上富足，表示说我们是有盼望的。
It means that we have hope.
我们知道说。反正在世上，你再怎么富足，再怎么贫穷，其实就是这几十年过去而已。
No matter how rich and wealthy you are in the world, it only lasts for these few years.
真的啊，你说很富有的人哈，有时候如果到那个安老院哈、安养院去看，你看那些老人家哈，看的有时候会觉得说，最后富足跟贫穷结局也差不了多少。
When you go to the nursing home and you see all the old people, even if some of them were rich, you start to realize that whether you are rich or poor, in the end, you all look the same.
你知道最后差别在哪里吗？
But what is the difference in the end?
差别就是哈，如果富足人哈，他那个房间可能有 view 了。
The only difference is that the old people who have more money might have a better view from their room.
他有一个 view 哈，然后那个如果比较。你没有钱的，他是没有 view， 他是一个房间这样子，可能看出去就是大楼，不然就是墙壁，没有 view。
Those who are poor might just have a window that looks at another building or a wall。
教会几位长辈哈，年长者他们去住在这个养护中心啊，小弟去探望他们，他们都感谢主，他们都其实都蛮好，他们的住的地方都有 view。
So there were some elderly brothers and sisters who were moved into a nursing home, and I went to visit them. And thank God they are doing well, so they all have a view.
但是不管他当以前在多么富有，或是那个人之前多贫穷，到最后他如果住到那边去，都其实都一样的。
But no matter how wealthy a person is or how poor they were, when they all go to the nursing home, their end is basically the same.
然后如果死了，大概就都真的都一样。
And then when we die, then we definitely are all the
same. 如果只是在今生有好处的人，最后就是一个骨灰而已。
That is, if our hope is only in this world, then in the end we are all just a pile of ashes.
但是有永生有盼望的人就不同了。
But if we have hope of eternal life, then we are different.
所以现在主应许给我们这个富足，就是天上有产业。
Today, the wealth that God promises us is our inheritance in the kingdom of heaven.
这个应许是要给那些爱他的人。
And this is promised to those who love him.
爱他表示说会遵守神命令的。
To love God means to keep his commandments.
所以真正爱神的人就是像路加像约翰福音十四章二十一节说的，就是会爱神就会遵守神的命令的人。
So this is like what it says in John chapter 14 verse 21, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
好，那所以他这个时候特别提醒雅各，他当时提醒教会的这些主的门徒说，你不可以像外邦人这样子重富轻贫。
Therefore, James reminds the brethren in the church not to treat one another with partiality like the unbelievers.
然后他就反过来说，你想想看，逼迫你们的在给你们这个不好日子过的是谁啊？都是那些富足人，不是吗？
Then James also asked them, think about those people who are oppressing or persecuting you. Are they not all the rich people?
那你如果不喜欢这样的人，你最后自己不能够像这样子啊。
If you do not like those kinds of people, then you cannot become like one of them later.
所以我们要人怎么样待我们，我们要先怎样待人。
Therefore, we need to treat others the way we want to be treated.
马太福音跟路加福音都有讲。
This is also in Matthew and Luke.
好，那第 八节讲到这个爱人如己。
So in verse 8, it talks about loving your neighbor as yourself.
那这个主耶稣讲的那个比喻就是路加十章的那个好撒玛利亚人。
In the Gospel of Luke, Lord Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan.
这个有爱心的人有时候可能是人家瞧不起的。
Sometimes the most loving person is the one that is despised by everyone else.
有些很懂圣经的人不见得有爱心。有些很懂圣经的人他不见得有爱心。不见得不一定有爱心。
So those who know the Bible very well may not have any love.
而是真的有那个在实践道理真的很有神的心的人才会爱心。
But only those who truly practice the word of God and have the heart of God are those that have love.
那他在讲到这个爱的道理的时候第八节特别说我们要全守这至尊的律法才是好的。
When it talks about the law of love, in verse 8 it says that you must fulfill the royal law.
那至尊就是最高的唯一的了。
The royal law means it is the most noble, the highest law.
所以这个律法本身是神出自神的口。
This law came from the mouth of God.
哇，看一下马可福音这第十二章这里。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 12.
Mark 十二章。
Mark chapter 12.
十二章二十九节。
Verse 29.
这里是主耶稣说第一要紧的是以色列啊，你要听，主我们的神是独一的主独一的。
29. Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
然后你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
30. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
然后其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
Verse 31, and the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
其实就是爱神爱人都是跟爱有关系的。
So to love God and love man is all about love.
那所以这个就是唯一最高所有律法它的总结就在这里。
So the highest commandment and also the summary of all the commandments is
here. 所以爱就完全的律法。
Therefore love fulfills the law.
那律法的总结就在基督身上。
And the fulfillment of the law is in Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣基督他来了就让我们知道什么叫做爱。
Jesus Christ came into the world to show us what is love.
好，所以这个雅各书这里提到再看第九节。
Let's go back to James chapter 2 verse 9.
那你们若按外貌待人，就是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。
But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors.
表示说，其实就是违背律法，没有照神的要求在生活。
They have committed sin and have transgressed against the law because they are not living according to God's commandments.
那这个至尊的其实也是公义的，神所说的话就是完全的。
Royal law also means that it is righteous and it is perfect.
良善的。
It is good.
这律法本身就是要让我们得福气的。
The law came from God, and the purpose is to give us blessings.
昨天也谈到那个律法是行出来，实际行出来人就得福。
Yesterday we mentioned that if we actually practice the law, then we can be blessed.
好，那他一直在强调这个爱的问题。
So James continues to emphasize love.
那因为在主耶稣之前神先颁布的诫命。还有律例典章给他的百姓遵守。
Before Jesus Christ came into the world, God already gave his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments to the Israelites.
那这些律法本身事实上都是要规范他们的生活，让他们将来可以看到基督。
And the purpose of this law is to help them live a life with principles so that they can be ready and joyful to see, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后第十节说，遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，就是犯了重条。
Verse 10, For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all.
就是如果真的要靠我们自己去守律法，然后说我做这个做这个，然后我就得福气，你做不到。
So if we want to rely on ourselves and say that I will keep all the laws, this one and that one, we actually will fail.
他就说明说， 像诫命啊，你不可以奸淫啊，也说不可以杀人，你就是不奸淫却去杀人，仍然是犯律法的嘛，一样是犯罪。
For example, in verse 11, the commandments include do not commit adultery and do not murder. So if you do not commit adultery but you do murder, then you have become a transgressor of the law.
好，那表示说，其实诫命啊，虽然律法它虽然说你去做得福，你如果犯了也是有要受刑罚的，这个就是一个约。
What this means is that if you do the commandments, then you are blessed. But if you break even one commandment, then there is a punishment, and this is part of the covenant.
因为律法就是要让我们的行为更好，所以当我们犯的时候，一定会被处罚，这是要公义的原则。
The purpose of the law is for us to improve the way that we live. And so if we do something wrong, naturally there is a punishment, and that is why the law is just.
不然就对那个遵守很就是很顺服遵守律法就不公平了啦。
Otherwise, that would be unfair to those who are diligently keeping the law.
所以律法它有一个原则，就是要公义公平。
So the principle of the law is that it is just and righteous.
好，那所以你去做得福气，这是应许；那你犯就要受处罚，这个就是公义原则了。
If you obey, then you are blessed, and that is a promise. But if you break it, you must be punished, because that is the justice of the law.
啊，其实律法本身是要让我们得自由，就是说，我们知道说，哎，在这个范围当中哈，我不要去犯，我就非常享受神所赐的这个生活。
Actually, the purpose of the law is to give us liberty. As long as we are living within the boundaries of God's law, we find that we actually can live with a lot of freedom.
啊，那但是他这里又讲了这句话，第十三节。
But it also says in verse 13.
十三节，那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判，以怜悯人是向审判夸胜。
For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
神其实他颁布律法给人遵守。
When God gave the commandments for man to obey.
那你犯的人又要受刑罚。
Then if you break them, you have to be punished.
但是神其实他是充满怜悯的神。
But God is actually full of mercy.
如果没有，如果神的怜悯的特性如果没有彰显，我们所有人都死光了。
Unless God shows us mercy, we would have all died.
那个摩西，你看他在山上四十昼夜，那个以色列百姓在山下就开始去造金牛犊，然后就拜偶像去了。
When Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, the Israelites didn't know what happened to him, so they started to make a golden calf and they sinned against God.
如果神按他的公义去执行，所有人都死。
If God executed his justice, they all would have died.
但是神没有。
But God did not.
他怜悯。
He had mercy on them.
他给他们再一次机会。
He gave them another chance.
那这个怜悯向审判夸胜，我们如果看那个大卫哈，当时候犯了一个错误的时候，神是怎么看？神是怎么做的
？Here it says, mercy triumphs over judgment. When we think about how King David sinned, we can see how did God deal with it.
撒母耳记下二十四章，撒母耳记下二十四章。
Second Samuel chapter 24.
这是大卫他犯罪，因为他数点百姓，为了自己的荣耀。
Here, David sinned because he took a census of the people to glorify himself.
其实他这个数点的军队根本不需要，神也没有要他这样做。
They do not need to take a census, and God did not command him to take a census.
结果神就刑罚，刑罚还给他选择。大卫说：“有三天的瘟疫。”
So then God God judged him and gave him punishment. And God even let David choose the punishment. So he chose 3 days of plague.
啊，三天瘟疫可以全部都死光了。后来就这样子就死了七万人了，在一开始就死了七万人了。
How many people can die in 3 days of plague? In just the first day, 70,000 men died.
那大卫看到了。
And David saw it.
他也看到了那个要灭城的这个天使。
He also saw the angel that has stretched out his hand over Jerusalem to destroy it.
撒母耳记下二十四章这里就让我们看到说神是如何怜悯。那个当人愿意照神的所说的认罪悔改，这个时候怜悯就得到。
From this chapter, we can see how merciful God is. As long as people are willing to repent according to God's words, then God is willing to show mercy.
在那个地方，神只是要烛坛献祭。
So at this time, God commanded David to build an altar.
因为他在那里看到了, 神的怜悯。
He was to build an altar in the place where he saw the mercy of God.
那个地方后来就盖成了圣殿。
And eventually, in that place, they built the holy
temple. 所以圣殿就是这个怜悯哈，神的怜悯跟神的审判交汇的所在。
So the holy temple is the place where God's mercy and God's justice come together.
就好像我们今天在神的宝座前。
Just like how today we come before the throne of God.
当我们有罪，愿意来到神面前认罪悔改。
When we come before His throne, we confess and repent of our sins.
在这里就体验到主的怜悯。
And here in the church, we can experience the mercy of God.
所以怜悯向审判挂胜。
That is why mercy triumphs over judgment.
好，那有怜悯的人就必蒙怜悯。
And those who show mercy shall receive mercy.
好，继续看下一页。
Next slide.
信心因为有行为才成全。
Faith must have works to be fulfilled.
十四节，他其实就在强调一个信心跟行为一定要配合在一起。如果没有你光是说有信心没有行为，这个是死的，一点价值都没有了。
Starting from verse 14, James tells us that faith must be compatible with our works must be compatible with our faith. Because if we only have faith and we have no works, then our faith is as good as dead.
那他先举那个人跟人可以看得见的弟兄姐妹，他们赤身露体，缺乏饮食，就是真的落在贫穷缺乏当中。
So he raises a very practical example that if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, so they have severe needs in their life.
16节你就跟他说，哎，平平安去吧，愿神祝福你。
But in verse 16, if one of you says, "Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,"
你没有实际的去给他东西，有什么帮助？
If you don't actually give them the things that they need, what good are your words?
所以17节他就做一个结论，这样有信心没有行为就是死的。
So then James makes a conclusion in verse 17, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
所以信心跟行为不可以分。
Faith cannot be separated from works.
然后接下去18节他就讲这个，他就讲说19节哈，他说那个鬼魔也信神，但是战惊。
So in verse 19, James says that even the demons believe in God and they tremble.
为什么鬼魔信但是会战惊？
Why do the demons believe and tremble?
因为鬼魔知道神只有一个，神是全能的，但是鬼魔他不会照神的吩咐去做，他不会听的，他就是跟神作对的。
The demons know that there is only one true God, but they will not do what God commands.
他根本没有行为。
They do not have the works.
所以他只能够恐惧战惊，等候将来的审判，就是那个硫磺火湖的永死。
So they can only wait in trembling for their final judgment, which is the lake of fire and brimstone.
然后20节，虚浮的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗
？O foolish man, do you want to know that faith without works is dead?
好，所以这里英文就是把它翻译成这个愚昧的人啊。
So here it says, "O foolish man."
啊，其实就是 vain， 就是空的。
Now this word foolish actually means vain or empty.
就是如果以前面第一章的话，就是自我欺骗的。
So if you compare the earlier verses, these are people who deceive themselves.
有时候我们人哦，不愿意去面对现实哈，哎，不要想太多，就是看眼前就好，都其他都不要管。其实这个是自我欺骗，将来那个循环你跑不掉。
Sometimes we don't want to face the reality. We say, "Don't think too much. Just look at what's in front of me." But we cannot escape from the final judgment.
好，那接下去21节到26节，他就举了亚伯拉罕跟基尼拉和这个两个实例。
Then from verse 21 to 26, James uses the examples of Abraham and Rahab.
然后，所以亚伯拉罕他真的很勇敢的献上以撒哈。
Abraham was very courageous to sacrifice his son Isaac.
那第21节，雅各说：“亚伯拉罕这个献以撒的动作，岂不是因为行为称义吗
？”Verse 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar？
难道可见信心是以他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全
？22, do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect？
然后23节说：“这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。”他又得称为神的朋友。
23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
啊，其实这一个问题在罗马书哈，保罗他也讲的很详细了。
Regarding this question, Paul also talked about it in great detail in Romans.
亚伯拉罕先信神，就是他都没孩子的时候，他相信神说的，他以后子孙像天上的星那么多，他信了，所以神就称他为义了。
Abraham believed in God's promise that while he still had no children, in the future he would have many descendants like the stars and the sand. And when God saw that, then he called him righteous.
那时候他一个孩子都没有。
At that time, he didn't have a single child.
在创世纪第十五章，这个是神给他应，跟他显现，跟他应许的。
In Genesis chapter 15, God appeared to him and made this promise.
但是亚伯拉罕他的信心也是会有软弱的时候。
However, there were times when Abraham's faith faltered.
所以在第十六章，你会看到他出了一个错误，就是他顺服了撒拉的建议，去娶了夏甲，生了那个以实玛利。
So in chapter 16, he made a mistake. He listened to Sarah, his wife's advice, and took Hagar as a concubine.
啊，结果他家庭缓和。
And then they had a son Ishmael, and after that, their family had a lot of trouble.
然后接下来神就没有跟他讲话了。
And because of this, God did not speak to him for many
years. 一直到十三年之后，第十七章，十三年以后，亚伯拉罕九十九岁。
He did not speak to him for 13 years until chapter 17, when Abraham was 99 years old.
然后神开口就跟他说：“你要在我面前做完全人，我就跟你立约。”
And then God spoke to him and said, "Be blameless before me, and I will make my covenant with you."
亚伯拉罕听到神这样讲，就伏在地，趴在神面前。
When Abraham heard this, he immediately fell down on his face before God.
然后之后神就跟他立约了。
And then God made His covenant with him.
所以，如果从经文这样看，在神面前要做完全人，就是服务在神面前。
Therefore, from these verses,
顺服。
In order to be blameless before God, we must fall down on our faces before God and submit.
然后相信。
We need to believe.
那接下去神再讲一次，要赐福气是子孙。
After this,
是土地子孙。
After this, God spoke again. He made the promise again that He will give him descendants and land.
亚伯兰信了。
Abraham believed.
他接下来神说要他行割礼。
And then after this, God commanded Abraham to perform circumcision.
亚伯拉罕是九十九岁的时候行割礼的。
Abraham was circumcised when he was 99 years old.
他后来圣经说，因为他这个行割礼这个动作印证他的信，他的信就成全完美了。
And the Bible tells us that because he had this action of circumcision, therefore he proved his faith, and his faith was made perfect.
因为应许在先。
The promise came first.
然后最后他有一个行为来印证他真的相信。
And then he had actions to prove that he believed.
然后到了要以撒生下来之后，到二十二章，神说把他献上燔祭，亚伯拉罕二话不说就献上。
In chapter 22, Isaac was born, and then after that, God commanded Abraham to offer Isaac as a burnt sacrifice, and Abraham did not hesitate.
献上之后，神再一次的重申他的祝福应许。
After Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac, then God once again made a covenant with him that He will bless him with great blessing.
就让我们看到说，要相信在先，这个就是神称他为义。
So this shows us that he had to have faith first, and then God justified.
然后之后他用这个接受割礼，然后又献上长子，这个独生的爱子，来说明他真的信了，他的信心完美。
And then through his actions of receiving circumcision and offering his firstborn son to God, it proved his faith was true, and his faith had been made perfect.
而且他爱神到。到最高的境界，就是完全没有保留。
And he also loved God to the uttermost because he kept back nothing from God.
神就非常的喜悦。
Therefore, God was greatly pleased.
所以后来亚伯拉罕被称作神的朋友。
So later, Abraham was called the friend of God.
以赛亚书四十一章特别讲到亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
In Isaiah chapter 41, it says that Abraham was the friend of God.
所以以后亚伯拉罕子孙每一个都得福气啊。
Therefore, after that, all of Abraham's descendants were blessed.
拉合的故事哈，在耶稣雅记第二章。
The story of Rahab is in Joshua chapter 2.
他因为相信，然后接待使者，他全家得救。
Because she believed, therefore she took in the spies, and her whole family was saved.
我们没有时间去读，你可以自己读读看 耶稣约是第二章。
We don't have time to read it today, but if you want to read it, it's in Joshua chapter 2.
拉合接待使者是因为他真的相信，因为他跟使者说，我听过那个神在出埃及的时候，过红海的时候是怎么样的施展大能。我们每至少他说，我是很向往能够成为神的子民的。
Rahab took in the spies because the messengers because she believed in God. She told them that she had heard about all the wonderful things that God had done, and she basically was saying that I want to be like one of you.
结果你看，他就这样子把那个使者放走了嘛。
So then she allowed the messengers to escape.
最后，他全家得救。
And in the end, her whole family was saved from destruction.
甚至他的名字都被放到耶稣基督的家谱里面去了。
Her name was actually part of the genealogy of Jesus.
你就看到神的那个救恩哦，真的是奇妙。
And then you see how wonderful God's salvation is.
有行为的人，即使以前不配，他最后都得到好恩典了，
Even
巨大的恩典。
She originally was unworthy to be saved, but because of her actions of faith, God blessed her and she was saved.
那所以他举了这两个例子之后，结论就是二十六节说，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
After these two examples in verse 26, the conclusion is, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
今天我们就是要成为完全人。
So today we have to be perfect.
需要有信心，需要有行为。
We need to have faith and we must have works.
好，在这里结束，来，请默祷。
Let's pray in silence.